Strategist Radio.
I want to do something wonderful. I want to be one of those gospel singers on the PTL Club. Because those guys are just happy no matter what.
I think I saw him on the hill the other day. I think I saw him when I watched the children play. But when I opened up my voice to singing breaks, he ran away, ran away. Singing made sweet Jesus run away.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino.
All the second stage tanks now pressurized. 35 seconds and counting.
100% target velocity.
Steve, picking up tremendous EMI levels around the machine. All field measurements are pegged off scale high.
So we're approaching our abort limits.
I hear her, barely, but she's there. She says she's okay to go.
Driving your business sales to the next level. Delivering the gift that keeps on giving. The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
Rockstar, here we go. It's time for Thursday edition Strategist Radio Live at 6:02 in the AM. Wakey, wakey. Or get your butt out of bed. Hey, Mahatma Gandhi once says, look at the sparrows. They don't even know what they will do for the next moment. Let us literally live from moment to moment. Ray Kroc from McDonald's once said, luck is a dividend of sweat. The more you sweat, the luckier you get. English proverb, you may find the worst enemy or best friend in yourself. And Vincent van Gogh once said, whoever loves much, performs much, and can accomplish much. And what is done in love is done well. Well, today we're talking about marketing strategy. Today we're focusing on branding, the archetype, the infrastructure, the schema of an awesome brand. Every entrepreneurial business owner must realize the importance of designing, developing, and offering a high-quality product or service. But with a high volume of competition, that's not enough in today's complicated marketplace, is it? Therefore, a business must strive to establish and sustain a unique identity, which is essential to stand out from the crowd. Thus, effective branding is one key to thrive at. So we're going to check on today the archetype of an awesome brand. We'll also find out reasons why social media is not working for you. Rochelle Bayless will check in, talk about the subject line of an email, why no one's opening your email and taking action. And Lex Cisney will talk about the Genius Zone. All ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live for your Thursday. How you doing this morning? How was your Wednesday? Got a big day on tap for in store for yourself today? Well, here's the deal. If you woke up this morning and didn't have a clue, your day's over. You might as well just go right back to bed.
Yeah!
That's right, the show is not for babies. No babies.
Yeah!
So a lot to talk about on today's edition of the program. We do this thing Monday through Friday, have for the last 13 years. We broadcast, I should say multicast, over 120 countries globally. I want to give love to our good friend Alan Levy and the fine folks at Blog Talk Radio, also our friends at Live 365. For almost a decade now, they have been so wonderful and kind to help us traverse the domestic borders here in the U.S. so that we're able to talk to anybody with any kind of an internet connection. Thank you.
Yeah!
You're amazing. Thank you for your social media pings. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. I don't get up in the morning because it's good for my health. I do it because I know that you need the love. My goal is to each and every day take what I've learned and take what I've experienced in 50-some-odd years and my MBA and all of my education and all of my school of hard knocks so that you don't have to go out there and be a bonehead and hurt yourself.
Yeah!
Right? It's unfortunate that many won't even hear about this program, and they'll just continue to go out, they'll read a couple of blogs, they'll follow some soothsayer, or some imbecile will do nothing but take their money. I'm glad it's not you.
Yeah!
See, those who listen to Strategist Radio, this is the music that you would hear in your head while your business is flourishing. Nice and victorious. Total winner. All about the profit. All about social change and doing the right thing. And for those who do not listen to this program, here's their song. No real animals were harmed during the producing of this program.
Yeah!
I don't need to hear from PETA because they know I love animals. I love aminals. All right, good morning to Karen, Sabrina, Dina, Kristen, Melanie, Pam, Lynn. Good morning to Tina, Din, Dartha, Nicole. Bill, I missed you yesterday. I'll give you a double bill today. Bill, and I'll give you a lot of bill.
Yeah!
Love you. All right. That's what happens when I screw up. Sean and Dr. Caroline Savage and their entrepreneurial son, Dante. He's published 2 books. He's like 13 years old. That's why I just think it's just ridiculous when somebody says, gee, I just don't think I have the time to do it. You know what? If a 13-year-old can do it, so can you.
Yeah!
All right. Sheila, good morning to Charlotte. Grady, good morning to John. Denise, Stephanie, good morning to Virginia. Joe, Preston, good morning to Sylvie and Becky. Mary, Erica, Patricia, Aria. Hello, Harry, Bonnie, Leanne, David. Our friends at BMW USA, Amazon, CreateSpace, our friends over at Rackspace, our friends over in Outer Space. All right, I went too far.
Yeah!
Let's see if you're paying close attention. Good morning to our friends at Avon, the Mars Wrinkle Company in Chicago, and our hardworking friends in Kirkland, Washington at Costco. I love you.
I love you!
Yeah.
If you're not a member of the Inner Circle yet, it's about 83,000 strong. Every Sunday, we send out the newsletter via email. If you're not a member of the Inner Circle, you will not get the free email, and you will not know what's ahead. All right? So you'll be at a disadvantage. Plus, I don't know who you are, so therefore, I can't share what you do with my colleagues. It's called leveraging. So get your fanny over to the hub, tjmarino.com. Take you 10 seconds, opt in, and it's all there for you, and it's free.
Yeah!
Ron Real. So we're going to talk about the archetype of an awesome brand and also talking about the subject lines in emails, how to get people to open your email when they're ignoring everybody else's, and understanding your genius zone. But first, I want to thank our friends over at Entrepreneur, who again have sent us along an amazing piece. Kim Garst, to be specific. She's a contributor, founder, and CEO of Boom Social. Checking in and finding out why social media is not working for you. Kim writes, everybody is on social media now. Okay, that's a slight exaggeration. Only 2 billion of the planet's 7.2 billion people have active social media accounts. What is even more amazing is that there are almost 1.7 billion active mobile social users right now. Now, strictly from a business opportunity standpoint, Kim says, wow. I say, wow. How and where else can you reach almost a third of the Earth's population so easily? so inexpensively and so personally. Now, it's a marketer's dream, and if you're doing it right, you should be using social media marketing to help dominate your market space. So why isn't social media working for you? Well, there's a variety of reasons why it's probably not, and I should probably come and take a look. But on a high level, and because we've only got 30 minutes in this program and we're in and we are out, here's what Kim says, and I agree. You have to pay to play, particularly in places like Facebook. Why? Facebook is still by far the largest social media site with 890 million active users daily and 1.3 billion users overall. Now, in 2014, the network earned almost $12.5 billion in revenue, almost exclusively from advertising on the site. Coinciding with this massive jump in revenue is the dramatic decrease in the percentage of traffic that reaches fans and followers organically. That means free. That means on the cheap. Facebook has publicly admitted that it is systematically decreasing that free traffic percentage over time to 1% to 2% of all traffic, which means that now puts a roadblock between you and your potential customers. The people that are going to pay your bills are going to grow your company. So for you, the business owners, that means if you plan on using Facebook to sell your products and services to your fans, you will need an advertising budget. Not a big budget, even a small budget can create huge return on Facebook. Soon as somebody gets into business and they tell me I have no budget, then I say you have no business being in business. Or be very, very lucky at the roulette wheel, craps, blackjack. You're playing against the house. Kim says, number two, you are push marketing when you should be pull marketing. Do you know the difference between push and pull? Let's talk about it. Most business owners make the mistake of thinking that social media is just a quick and simple tool to blast market their products and services out to large numbers of prospects quickly. We've talked about this misnomer for years. Then they're stunned when nobody wants to buy from them. Now, the problem is that it's too easy to click away, ban, or worse, report you as a spammer. And there goes your business brand down the toilet. To win on marketing with social media, you have to attract or pull people towards you. People are attracted to you via your message and the content you share on social media, which goes to number three. You are not useful. There's a big problem in social media. This tip goes hand in hand with what I just told you about the push-to-pull marketing concept. One of the best ways to pull market on social media is to be useful to your community on a consistent basis without the expectation of selling them something immediately. I know that seems a little counterintuitive, but let's talk about it for a second. Let's say that you own a landscaping company. What if you wrote an ebook called 10 Ways to Make Your Yard Absolutely Beautiful and use Facebook advertising to target and give it away on social media to people in your city? See, you're not pushing your landscape service. You're really just doing more than that, which means you're just trying to be useful, right? Well, guess what? Some of these people will get your ebook and want to do the exact same thing you told them to do in your ebook, but you pay to do it. And that's being useful. And that is what we call pull marketing. In fact, there's a book out there by Jay Baer right now. It's called Utility. Y-O-U-T-I-L-I-T-Y-U. As in you. Utility by Jay Baer. If you want more information on being useful in social media, you should read that. Four, you're trying to be everywhere. Trying to be all things to all people. The top 10 social media sites have an estimated 2.2 billion unique monthly visitors. What kind of traffic is who would not want that, right? If you had just a slice of that. Well, people are trying to be everywhere. They're a little bit here, a little bit there, and it becomes this potpourri. Not to mention the fact that you lose the ability to track. And also, you're inconsistent. And we've already talked about the fact that you don't want to be inconsistent in your approach. Next, you're not being authentic. And this is the final piece, according to Kim Garst, one of the reasons why your social media is not working for you, because you're not being authentic. Social media is the easiest way, location, place, to try and be something that you're not. We all hear the stories and see it every day. If you want to be cool or hip or funny because you think that's what people want, fine. But the problem is, generally, they don't want that. You look for and you share content based on what you think customers are interested, not yours. You know that cute puppy videos get a lot of traffic, so you start borrowing the neighbor's dog and dressing him up in all kinds of crazy outfits, just hoping that people will catch and watch and share the videos. And somehow they're all of a sudden going to come in and buy your products and services. That's ridiculous. People will connect with you around what they care about, what's important to them. That goes back to achieving the goal, solving the problem, or satisfying the need. The reality is that people buy from people they know, they like, and trust. And authentically, this is important, particularly when we're talking about being altruistic or authentic. You've got to be real. You've got to be yourself. Spend a few minutes thinking about what your real interests are, both personally and professionally. You might even want to create 5 to 8 categories around those interests. Then simply make sure to be yourself and deliver high-quality content consistently around the things you're actually interested in. Now, you will have more and better engagements with people, and these people will become your friends and your community members and eventually your clients. So be authentic. 5 tips there as to why your social media is not working. Thank goodness for Kim, because now you can go in and rock it. We want to thank you very much, Kim Garst, and our friends over at Entrepreneur for sharing with us this morning.
Strategist Radio.
.617 right now. You know we do this each and every day, right? Monday through Friday. In the newsletter, we talk about what is up and coming. So I talked earlier about getting your fanny into the inner circle. Love to see you there. Love to be able to share what you do. Here's what's on tap for tomorrow as we round out this week on Strategist Radio Live. Tomorrow, it's about book marketing strategy. That's how we do it on Fridays. Tomorrow, we'll talk about 5 steps to a successful book launch. And oh, by the way, tell your friends, and remember this, if you miss any portion of any of the live programs Monday through Friday, we, for you, for free, turn it into a podcast shortly after each airing, and we make it available on the Hub at TJ Moreno. Help yourself. It's all for you. So how do we make those email subject lines pop? Good writing is one of the most neglected but critical ingredients for business success. Bad writing can compromise the effectiveness of your marketing campaigns and risk your relationships with customers, clients, and employees. It's a bad thing. Checking in with Rochelle Bayless. She shares professional and B2B email subject lines. Better business writing, better grammar.
Word choice is really critical for email communications, for business development, and for client relations. These tips can apply when contacting managers and executives, important higher-ups at a desirable company, busy partners or prospects, or a journalist or reporter. Let's talk a little bit about the subject line of a business-to-business email. First, you want to summarize the topic or message in the actual subject line. If that person is busy, they're not going to take the time to open the email to see what you're talking about. So a vague subject line usually won't work. Try to use terms of urgency, such as important or must read. This might seem a little inflammatory and people might not believe you, but a lot of times they'll click the email just to be sure they're not missing anything critical. The last tip is to make the subject line personal. You can add the name of the person who you're sending the email to, or you can reference something that you know they'll understand and relates to them and their business. Following these tips will help increase the chances of somebody opening your email based on the subject line.
let's check in and find out about your genius zone. What is this genius zone that Lex Cisney talks about? And how do we identify it? How do we make it work for us?
Now, each of us is a genius at something. Imagine doing activities that you're naturally exceptional at, that add to your energy and joy, and bring a sense of meaning and purpose and direction. That would be pretty powerful, right? Well, as an entrepreneur, you have the opportunity to design your entire business around your genius zone. Effectively, what you do uniquely and better than just about anyone else in the world. To identify your genius zone, you use a simple formula. It looks like this: talents plus purpose equals genius. The first step is to identify your talents. Now, by your talents, I don't mean those things that you have to strive and struggle to be good at. I mean those things that it seems like you were naturally born to do. You know you're in your unique talents when you're doing those things. It feels like you're not doing the work, you're being worked. You're in that flow state. Energy, passion courses through you, and the work is exceptional almost without even trying. Okay. How do you identify your talents? Well, here's a short exercise. Imagine that you're walking down the street and a good friend you haven't seen in a while comes up to you and says, "Oh, hey, how are you? You know, by the way, you are so good at these three things." What does your friend tell you? What are those things when you're doing, they light you up, you're highly exceptional at them, and it brings a sense of joy, effortlessness to when you're doing them? That's a sense of your talents. Now, the formula, remember, is talents plus purpose equals genius. So once you identify your talents, the next step is your purpose. Your purpose is what brings meaning and direction to what you're doing. How do you identify your purpose? Well, it's actually not that hard. What you do is you first identify what really pisses you off. Okay? Look around the world. Read the newspaper. Talk to a friend. What are those things that strike a chord in you as unjust, counterproductive, hypocritical, just plain wrong? Doesn't matter what it is, what's personally relevant to you. So let's say, for example, that one of your hot buttons comes up anytime you see bureaucracy and inefficiency. You take those negative things and you flip them around into their exact positive opposite. So what's the opposite of bureaucracy? Perhaps it's functional. And what's the opposite of inefficiency? Well, it's efficiency, right? So your purpose is to create systems, create environments that are highly functional and efficient, right? You can see how if you spent most of your time doing that, it would add purpose, meaning, and direction to your life. Now imagine you're doing your talents in pursuit of your purpose. Well, man, let me tell you, if you're living like that, it's a rare state of affairs. You're highly directed, you're highly motivated, you're highly passionate, you're highly capable. In that zone of activity, you show up like a genius.
Strategist Radio.
.623 right now for your Thursday morning as we round out this edition of Strategist Radio Live. Jim Rohn once said, either you run the day or the day runs you. And Vince Lombardi once said, the difference between a successful person and others is not lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack of will. And John F. Kennedy once said, if not us, who? If not now, when? Let's talk about branding. Every entrepreneurial business owner has got to realize the importance of designing, developing, and offering a high-quality product or service, right? Well, there are certain elements that are should be considered at least on the rudiment, on the fundamental, you know, just at the mere foundation. Now, these five elements of the killer brand, I want to make sure that your brand doesn't go bland, all right? So first of all, and this can work both online and offline. Brick and mortar, click and mortar. Okay? Here we go. Number one, you got to be simple but memorable, and there's your logo. I mean, think of Apple. Think of Apple's Apple. Think of Nike Swoosh or the Golden Arches, of whom you know very well. They're all simply designed, aren't they? But you instantly recognize them, and you remember them. I mean, even kids can associate good logos with their respected brand. So keep it simple. Number two, consistent color scheme. Bringing together the color palettes of all of your marketing properties helps customers instinctively recognize that the store they love visiting, which is maybe on Main Street, is the same service they can find online. Don't be confusing. Be consistent. Look at your web page. That's a storefront. Your business card. That's a billboard. And if they don't look the same, we have a disconnect. By offering a consistent color scheme, and each color, and I've even written about this in a blog post a couple of years ago on Strategist's website at tjmoreno.com, you can go over and search for it. Talks about what each color means, when they should and should not be used. A brand builds more successfully across platforms, both online and offline, when their color schema is consistent. Content marketing, critical. This is where you have to, part of your brand is to be about the authoritative voice. This is crucial. And there's a rush to publish for the sake of SEO and marketing. This can be a big mistake. You want to spend time on the content you publish and make absolutely certain you write with an authoritative voice. Even in my writings, I will literally, scholarly cite, I will add in-text citations and references so that it doesn't just look like this is Tony's opinion. You have to make sure that what you write is authoritative and credible, and certainly it must achieve the goal, solve the problem, or satisfy the need of your target audience, your reader, your visitor, your shopper. After all, if your customers choose to read your content, you should reward them by producing high-quality information that's worth their time. Next, smooth user experience between sites. You probably have more than just one website. There's your main site, a couple of landing pages, and a number of social media profiles attached to your brand. Sites should not only be a consistent appearance, but customers should be able to move smoothly from one location to the next. You want to provide social media links all throughout your website, your business cards, your mobile device apps, if you create them. We'll talk more about that perhaps next week. And finally, you have to provide, relative to having that awesome brand, superior, raving fan customer service. This is a differentiation strategy against your competition. Offering excellent customer service is essential in all aspects of your business, including brand building. When you consistently exceed the expectations of your clients, not only do you retain regular business, but your brand becomes more memorable. Now, brands that fail to do this become boring, and poor customer service can wreak havoc on your brand's integrity. The biggest, most memorable brands all share these five characteristics. Take them to heart and consider them. Thank you so much for listening to today's program, Strategist Radio Live. I love you very much. Please go out and love somebody today. Make it a great rest of your Thursday. Tomorrow on the program, it's Book Marketing Strategy, Five Steps to a Successful Book Launch. God bless. Make it a great day. Kelly, close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support@tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.